Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have seen some better days. Yeah, we have. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio with you. 215-592-9494. Lots to react to here. Brandon Graham last night. I mean, he just went on and on. Hugh, would you say he long-talked a little bit last night?
He was long-talking a little bit. Brandon had something on his chest, man. He had to get it off.
Well, and I'm glad he did. I know a lot of people are upset that he did. And, you know, I know he's retracted some of it, or at least come out and say, maybe I shouldn't have gone there and I didn't have all the information. The way I feel this morning is, I'm glad he did. They can't avoid this now. This has to be a conversation. Those two have to figure it out, and I hope they do. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on Brandon Graham's comments? Obviously, back to what AJ said a couple days ago with the whole situation. A lot to react to. At 12:30 today, we'll have Ross Tucker later in the show. Kiss the baby. And I don't want everyone to forget here. You know what we do have going on? And we've gotten really bogged down with this today. But, Hugh, coming up at some point in the show today, we've been doing this for the past few days, and we started about a week ago. You know, we have to find out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking today. Kyle, can you let people know what they should be listening for as the show goes along today?
It's Hugh's holiday stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
All right, so coming up later in the show, the next time you hear that as the show goes along today, you'll call in and you'll have a chance to guess what is in Hugh's holiday stocking. It's all brought to you by Gerhard's Appliances and Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. We have a great qualifying prize today, which I'll tell you more about in a little bit, and the grand prize coming up at the end of this thing, which you'll be qualified for if you win today. But it is an incredible tailgate experience. We'll tell you all about the prizes, your chance to win coming up. Listen for that sounder when you hear it. You call in, and your chance to play the game with us. What's in Hugh's holiday stocking? All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Matt in Broomall is on WIP. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Matt. What's up, buddy?
So I have a take on the whole BG, Jalen, AJ thing, and then I also have another question for you guys after that.
Go for it.
So it comes to that. Last night when that came out, I was super shocked to see that BG would say something like that to the media and on his show. Just being a veteran leader and like knowing who BG is, you wouldn't really think that from him. But then the more that I got to think about it, you know, anyone who follows the Eagles every year, it kind of is obvious that starting last year, Jalen and AJ really didn't have that same relationship they did in 21-22. You didn't really see them together as much, laughing, doing all that sideline stuff. So it definitely seemed like there was a rift there. And then obviously how everything played out last year, it became more obvious. So now I started thinking maybe it was something that they were trying to keep hidden from the media, but trying to figure out internally, and it just wasn't working. AJ said the thing after the game about the passing game, and then maybe BG was like, you know what, F it, I'm going to take this in my own hands and air it out publicly as like kind of like a last-ditch effort to get them to mend their relationship.
I think that's exactly what it was.
When has airing it out publicly ever helped any situation?
It's almost like, we'll try it your way, right? I'll lay low, you guys figure it out, and then you're watching it crumble, and you're like, you know what? I got to say something here. It's almost like the big brother or the dad or the mom, like the figure atop that says, enough is enough.
When you have a brother, right?
I do.
Older, younger?
Younger.
So when he told mom and dad on you, didn't you usually kick his ass after he told on you?
Yeah, I guess so. But what does that have to do with anything?
No, I'm just saying, that never helped anything. He took an ass whoop. He told her he took
an
ass
whoop. But maybe in the big picture, he was right. He was right to air it out. Maybe it got me straight.
But my point is, you didn't handle it like you should have handled it. You got mad and kicked his ass, right?
What are you saying?
I'm just saying.
What are you alluding to?
I'm just saying. It doesn't usually help when you tell on somebody.
Well, if you let the person spiral and spiral, at some point you got to say, figure it out, Matt. I think BG was right.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like a last-ditch effort. And then I'll end you guys off on this. So, Hugh and Joe, can you guys ask Kyle for me if he thinks Matt from Broomall is going to go back-to-back as the Quinn Fantasy Family League champion this year?
Oh, wow. Well, got to get that answer.
Family member?
So, I guess he's pretty good at fantasy, back-to-back. Matt, good phone call. Kyle, what do you think?
He's all right.
Is he going to
It
again?
Don't sound like Kyle's too happy about that.
Well, sounds like he's better than you in fantasy football.
I scored 180 points last night and am out of the playoffs.
Wow.
Because Joe Burrow got like 0.5 more than I needed to
Speaking of fantasy football, I believe one member of the Midday Show qualified for the Midday Show fantasy football playoffs, and that wasn't Kyle, and it certainly was not Hugh Douglas, who
I've seen better days.
In dead last.
Well, that was you?
Did you make the playoffs?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I quit looking at my fantasy football like weeks
last.
Ago.
Well, your lineup reflects that. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
How we doing? What are you thinking?
So, Well, I'm of the opinion that you should air things out. Whether Brandon should have done it like he did, he didn't start that fire, to quote Billy Joel.
It was already burning.
So, you know, maybe he didn't have to go in as long talking as much as he did. But I don't know if AJ is specifically talking about Jalen not getting AJ the ball as opposed to the whole passing game. After hearing what Nick said on the radio this morning, it sounds more to me like Nick knows a little bit, obviously knows more than we do. So I'm going to go with what he's thinking and saying that it might be, we don't know everything. So I'm just going to go with the whole passing game needs to be better.
It does.
You know, look, every football team that's had a wide receiver has had a wide receiver that's been a diva. I mean, it's you know, it's old as football itself. So that's not a surprise. But they got to get it worked out somehow because I don't think this will derail the whole season. But if it's left untendered, it could.
Of course. I mean, Jeff, this is kind of like last year. I mean, and now that they have a better team, they have a way better defense, so I don't think it's going to unravel like last year. But the feeling of, hey, something's off, locker room, it's eerily similar. And for whatever reason, Jeff, they never fixed it last year. It just kind of festered and festered, and then we speculated, is it Reddick? Is it the coaches? Is it Jalen? Is it the coach? Like, we didn't even know. And now here we go again. At least this time, it's a little more concrete. It feels like it's the quarterback and the wide receiver just not on the same page.
Yeah, it's like if as a truck driver, if I get a flat tire, I know I'm going to have to sit for about 2.5 hours to get it fixed. It's just a bump in the road. I'm still going to get to where I'm going, but I got to sit here and take it for 2.5 hours until it gets fixed. So this is kind of where I feel we're at. Like, we got to sit here and take this from these guys until they get it fixed, and hopefully they. And with Brandon putting it out in public.
Well, they can't run from it now. Jeff, they can. Yeah. It's there now. I mean, Jeff, good phone call. They can't run from this anymore. I mean, it is what it is. It's out there. Hugh, I know you said it doesn't work. Like, maybe your brother tells on you and you beat up your brother or whatever. But
beat his ass.
But sorry, let me give you a different kind of family example. You ever raise your voice and then afterwards you say, you know what, I shouldn't have raised my voice, but you got the message out there.
When I raise my voice, I stand.
All right.
On
well,
business.
Then I'll be the one to say this. Sometimes if I ever raise my voice, I might say afterwards, I shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry I raised my voice. But you know what I'm not apologizing for? The message. Figure it out!
See, this is the thing.
That's what Brandon said in a more articulate way last night. Figure it out.
This is the thing. And Brandon even admitted to this. He talking out of turn because he don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, but he's in that locker room.
You know what I blame it on? I mean, Brandon just had surgery. He probably on Percocet. Vicodin or something.
This is today's holidays.
Yeah, it's the meds. It's the meds.
Well, like sometimes Brandon, the meds or he was make you tell the truth.
He was really remorseful after the fact. And he's like, man, I don't even know if that's the case. I didn't even talk to him. He was high.
Next stop.
He was high.
But doesn't mean he wasn't telling the truth.
I mean,
you don't tell the truth when you're high?
Man, no, not all the time.
Sometimes I do.
But this is one of those things where I feel like Brandon opened an unnecessary can of worms.
But didn't AJ open it first on Sunday?
Well, AJ was frustrated. And AJ answered his questions in a way that left us to speculate what he was talking about.
Of course.
And Brandon removed all that speculation. Like, even Brandon didn't know what he... Like, Brandon put a face on it. Because AJ was frustrated. It was clear he was frustrated. And Brandon kind of said what he said and not really knowing the situation and made it kind of worse. Made it worse. He was high.
Well, you could. I mean, whatever he was doesn't mean he said the truth. I don't have it handy in front of me, but there was an A.J. Brown tweet last week. Do you guys remember this? There was an A.J. Brown tweet about the passing game last week. Kyle, I think there's some COPA going on here where people are like, well, he didn't really mean Jalen after the game. Yeah,
oh,
he did.
Of course he did.
That is not a coping mechanism.
It is coping.
It was coping.
You're coping. He meant Jalen.
It's a lot of times, and we all do this. Somebody will say something, and we, instead of us asking directly what it is, we like to speculate. We speculate. I didn't hear the same thing that everybody else heard.
So hold on a second.
When he said passing, I just heard passing game.
Okay, let's unpack that a little bit. You're right. That's what he said. He said passing it. Do you think he's calling himself out? No, he's open. He knows he's open.
You think he probably is.
You think he's calling?
He's probably calling Kellen out. He could have been talking about Kellen.
Right. So, but let's eliminate who he's not talking about, himself. There's no way he's criticizing himself. He knows he's open. You think he's criticizing the offensive line?
We're still speculating.
But wait, I just want to unpack it. Do you think he's criticizing the offensive line?
We're workshopping it.
He's not criticizing the O-line. He knows they're good. Okay? So we're eliminating people. Who's left? It's Jalen or the coordinator.
But see, to be fair, to be fair, I watched the same game you watched. I have the same concerns that you have. And if I'm being an adult about the situation, he might have been talking about the court. He might have been, but I don't know that for sure. That's not going to hold up in a court of law. That's not going to hold up in a court
of
law.
This isn't a court of law. This is WIP.
Yeah, I know.
So, okay.
What's they call it? The peanut gallery.
This is the peanut gallery. And we know when someone's guilty or not in the peanut gallery. Anyone out there that's frustrated with Brandon? Brandon only said what he said because AJ said what he said.
Because he was on the Percocet.
Well, whatever. If AJ at the end of the game on Sunday doesn't say that, we don't have last night. I mean, that's the bottom line to this whole thing. It started there. You know, Jeff said it. You know, the Billy Joel song didn't start the fire. Like AJ started the fire.
Start the fire.
That's a good song for this. It really does work. Let's go to Archie in Mount Airy. Hey, Archie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm so glad we're talking about this. Hugh, you're hilarious. You had everyone in here cracking up about the Brandon.
Archie got that.
Oh, that's all right. We'll get him back.
Well,
up.
I think everybody who listened, thank y'all for listening.
Of course, we appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Tal is at Cincinnati. What's up, Tal?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Thanks
for taking
my
call. Hey, I just want to go over a few things. I went to bed last night, man, real happy with visions of Dallas Tux in my dreams.
Yeah, morning,
only to see Greenberg on ESPN talking about Eagles misery again. Look, I'm an old school guy just like you, Hugh. So I'm going to go with you on this. The individuals involved with this, now I'm not going to say their names because we don't even know it's them two, but they both wear captain's badges on their uniforms. And there's a lot of young, impressionable minds in that locker room, and the team is 11-2 with championship aspirations, and they don't need this right now. They really don't. So they're going to have to work this out. And I don't think it should have been released by BG, but, you know, he said what he said. And, you know, once I listened to you, he was talking about the two pitches, the brand of Saquon Barkley in the locker room. All I could think about was, remember, this is a guy that was called Swole Batman and had all the fan base going crazy with memes on Twitter and Instagram after every game he had.
Mm-hmm.
One-handed, big catches. Now, all of a sudden, Superman walks through the door, and he's jumping over fools backwards, breaking records, being mentioned in the MVP conversation. And I know it's not easy, but they're going to have to make it work. I mean, you got a lot of mouths to feed.
I know how to make it work, Tyle, just like you do. Throw the man the football. Throw him a bone.
This is a running team. We're not playing favorites here.
Man, you got to throw him a bone, man. It's not playing any favors.
No.
Okay. But let me say this. It's not so much playing favors, Tyler. I'm gonna let you speak, but I want to say this to Joe.
Okay.
If I'm throwing, the way the team is constructed right now, if I had a passing play, who do you think should be my primary receiver?
AJ.
Throw the ball. Just throw the ball to him.
You know who I hope. You know I hope is not listening to this because he's just rubbing his hands together. Mike Tomlin is going to. They're going to jump on routes if they know the ball's going.
If they want to jump on routes, then guess what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
Get a ball to Saquon Barkley.
That's fine. I'm just saying, if they force the ball to AJ, it'll be a disaster.
They lucky I ain't the offensive coordinator because there was only two plays I'll run. Run the ball. Throw it to AJ. You got a $30 million receiver over there. Devontae get the ball every now and then. But you got a $30 million receiver over there that is a blocker.
I know. They turn him. It's 3 hours of cardio on Sundays. I know.
Hey, look, Smitty wants the ball, too. You know,
you got to give him the ball, man.
Dallas Goedert back.
Give him the ball,
everybody
man.
Wants the ball. Hey, but before I go, Hugh, can I ask you a quick question?
Yes.
Okay. You know, what's the number one old man candy? Oh, let me give you three, okay? Just choose one. Mary Jane, now and later. A Boston
Baby Laters. Okay. Nah, Laters. Because I'm not a big Boston Baby Beans fan. And when you say Mary Jane, I'm thinking marijuana. So
I just took a bong hit, too. But what I'm talking about is, look, I'm talking about Mary Jane's with the peanut butter inside. You remember those?
No, I don't remember those. Like the only Mary Jane I remember is the Rick, when Rick James was singing about it.
No. It was, they were wrapped in brown wrappers and they had the little Mary Jane skipping with a little penny loafers on, and it was like a caramel, but inside it was peanut butter.
No, see, I don't remember those, but I do remember now, ladies, because every now and then I will partake. But see, I got these veneers now.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
The crown would come right off.
Now, ladies, snatch the veneers right up out my mouth.
It has been a little while since you had your emergency dentist trip.
No, I got to go see my dentist. She called me the other day. I got to make an appointment.
Tal, good phone call. I appreciate it.
Snatch them dentures right out.
You know what that conversation reminded me? As I was driving home Sunday, Mike and Merrill were having a conversation about candy for some reason.
Yeah.
And Mike asked Merrill if he likes now and laters, and Merrill didn't know what now and laters were. It was
eat some now, save some for
that's
later.
That's exactly what Mike told him. They said he stays away from the sweet stuff. Donald in Chester, what's up, Donald?
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing?
Good, what's Donald. On, what's man? Up?
Hey, man, listen, I'm glad BG said what he said, because you know it was really evident from last season before the collapse. You know, and then it started this year. I mean, you know, AJ, I believe AJ had tried to conduct himself like a professional about it. And he had, and that frustration, because you could see it like week in and week out against certain teams. He was just wide open. And it was really like, we know Saquon is the X factor. But, man, you would have thought that the passing game would have been a whole lot more elevated, because in 22, you know, all we had was Miles Sanders, and it was working out real good. The passing game was benefiting. When teams tried to, you know, take away the run game, he was able to get it to AJ. So my thing is this, you know, maybe, you know, AJ shouldn't have said it what he said, but honestly, I like his honesty. You know, how people take it is how people take it. But it's like he's only human. You know, as enough is enough. And
but would you like the honesty if you like the PG said it or AJ?
No, AJ. I like both of them.
Well, but would you both like it if you were Jalen and AJ said that about you?
Listen. Let me tell you something about that, Joe. Mm-hmm. As Donald, you know, I've always taught to be aware and to self-evaluate, you know, and I was always taught, and see, I was raised in a single parent home. So women are like, when you say you sorry, and when you say you got to get better, that means that people need to see you get better, you know, and they need to see you change. And in my opinion, I just think that AJ is really frustrated about the bigger picture, is that there's a lot of things that Kellen Moore cannot do because of the limitations of
the quarterback.
Hurts,
I know, Donald.
In the past,
I get Donald. I get that, and I agree. I understand why he's frustrated. I'm frustrated too, Donald. Good phone call. We're all frustrated with the passing game. It should be better, but you keep that internal. I think that was BG's message last night. Ironically, he went to WIP to deliver his message. But
BG did it the wrong way.
Well, it was ironic. Don't go to the media, but I'm going to just do that. But his point was, we don't have to go figure this out internally. Like AJ after the game, he lit the match. BG didn't light the match. BG put more, maybe, kerosene on the fire.
He put some charcoal briquettes on that thing.
He didn't start the fire. All right, let's hear from Landon Dickerson last night. He was on with you, Hugh, in the Players Lounge, talking about the elephant in the room here. Let's listen to Landon.
Let me ask you, there's an elephant in the room right now, right, about the relationship between the quarterback and the wide receiver and whether or not everybody's on the same page. And whether or not, here's the thing, there's a fear that what happened last year at the end of the year is simmering beneath the surface. We got you here to be able to talk about that side of the football, and I'm just wondering from your perspective, how has that relationship been from your view, from your eyes?
And I mean, I understand. I kind of heard a little earlier when we were talking.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. You already got burned by the stove once, you know what I mean? And it's kind of like you get that same feeling. I don't believe that we're anywhere close to that or anything. Media is great, but at the same time, it's their job to have a dramatic story. That's what sells. So no offense to you guys, but
none taken.
I mean, none taken, bro.
Especially, you know, AJ, I know he kind of gave that one word answer in the interview. one word is very ambiguous and leads to a lot of assumptions and conclusions from people. So, you know, AJ, I think, is a great dude. I don't think he's got a selfish bone in his body. I think also he just understands the type of team and the caliber of team we can be out there on Sundays and what we should be able to do.
Well, and I understand why he said that last night. And look, I think Landon handled it with you guys well. And I know he walked in to do his show with you guys, Hugh, and you talked to him. Like, I don't think he heard every ounce of the Brandon Graham, you know, take. But
oh, we filled him in.
Okay, and but I thought he handled it well. Like he doesn't from his view that it's as big of a deal as maybe Brandon does.
Well, this is the thing. Most times, offensive and defensive linemen. We're built different because we know our success is predicated on the people around us, you know. And Brandon is feeling the way he's feeling because, like I said, this might be Brandon's swan song. Brandon wants to go out on top. Brandon has talked about Super Bowl since last year and trying to make that dream happen. So Brandon's looking at it. Brandon, to me, I think Brandon said what he said because he's trying to cut it off at the pass, like you said. He's trying to throw it out there. And hopefully that they take the message and you know, receive it and, you know, just make it right. I don't know anybody who, when they feel like they're personally attacked like that, receives that kind of message well. That's the unfortunate thing about it. But I think Landon's looking at it like, hey, he knows AJ. And this is why it's easy for people to say AJ's a selfish player. And he's this, that, and the third when you don't know him. They know him intimately.
Yeah, of course.
And they've been around him. And I'm here to tell you, if you've ever played any group sports, for football especially, receivers are different. Receivers are different. A true story. This just happened this morning. This is how receivers are. You know, I have an infamous thing with a receiver. Here.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if y'all heard or not, but we've moved past that so much so. And I know people like to embellish that story and make it seem like we can't stand each other. I text T.O. this morning and asked him to come on the show. And he was busy. He texted me back. He said, hey, man, I'm a little busy. He's giving away toys for tots with the kids this morning. And I said, hey, I appreciate you getting back to me. And Joe, you know, many times I've called many a former player trying to get them on the show. Some call back, some don't. And I know some of them are busy, but it says a lot when people call you back because that means they genuinely respect you. Like, you know how it is. Certain people call, they'll look at the phone and say, oh, that's all. I'm not calling him back. Call back, just like when Shady called back. When we sat here and Shady said, hey, from now on, that won't happen. And that day I called him, he called back. It's different. And that's what I'm trying to say. You don't know A.J. Brown like you think you know A.J. Brown. And I do believe, I wholeheartedly believe, that if they sit in the room and get this together, because I feel like they're on the same page, and A.J.'s had a lot of success here, that if they sit down and talk about it, they're going to be okay. This is just a bump in the road. This is not as big as it's being made out to be. Well,